Welcome to episode 114 of the Transforma tu Inglés Profesional podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Smith. Today we have an amazing show lined up for you, and by the end of it, you will be able to use the word just in six completely different contexts. Understand why it is a very useful word for business situations. Become aware of why just can make you sound more polite, and get three bonus expressions that include the word just. This podcast helps you push your business English communication skills to the next level so that you can grow professionally and achieve your international career goals. So without further ado, let's get straight into it. Enjoy! Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode. Today we are going to be talking about one particular word that native speakers use a lot, and we actually almost don't even think about it when we use it, and that's why it's actually very, very interesting. And actually the real reason that we decided to do this particular episode about this word is that Alistair was working with a client of his, and this word appeared again and again and again, and the client started to ask Alistair, what does this particular word, why is this word coming up again and again and again, and what is the meaning of this word in these different contexts? And that is what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be looking at this particular word and its different meanings, and I think it will be very, very useful for you. And as usual, Alistair is here with me. Hi, Alistair. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Daniel. And you? Everything good?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
Yes.
We're raring to go for another episode.
Raring to go,
with this interesting little word.
That's right.
That seems to have so many meanings.
Yeah. A word, as I said, that native speakers use almost, you know, subconsciously, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we kind of just naturally use it and don't think about it that much at all. But it is useful, and that's why we're going to cover it today. And maybe you would like to let our listeners know what exactly that word is, Alistair.
Yes, well, this came up from an article. So I'd sent the client an article from, I think, BBC News, and I was getting them to read it out loud for different reasons, looking, well, practice pronunciation, look at the, obviously, meanings of any vocabulary they didn't know. And it was incredible how often... I didn't even notice, and this shows you what you're saying, that the client was like, but have you noticed, like, we've got just is used in almost every sentence. I mean, literally in almost every sentence, or at least in every paragraph, short paragraphs of the article was just. And he's saying, what does just mean here? And then what does just mean in this sentence? And he's going, so it just appears all the time. I was like, oh, yes, it does. I'd never really, you're right. And it is a word we use a lot, but often... we're not really conscious we're using it. And it's quite difficult to explain its meaning. So when he said, what does just mean here in this sentence? I was like, oh, well, I think it means this. Then the next sentence, what does it mean here? So, it means something completely different. And then sometimes I was like, I'm not actually sure exactly what it means. I have a feeling what it means, but I couldn't explain it. And sometimes I said, oh, it's interesting. You could just omit this just in this sentence. And the sentence reads perfectly okay. I mean, it makes sense without just.
Yeah.
So sometimes it was necessary, but sometimes it was like a thing we sort of throw in to give a little bit of extra meaning or extra, I don't know, feeling or something. And it's quite difficult to explain sometimes what it actually, you know, what does it actually mean? And you're like, I don't really know, but it makes perfect sense to me as a native speaker.
You'd have to go back to our previous episode, no, and say, I'll get back to you on that.
Well, in fact, I did. I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to get back to you. I'm going to look this up, study it, research it, probably look in YouTube, trying to find a video on it, and I'll send it to you, or I'll, you know, we'll cover it next week in the next session.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what I did. I had on several of those, what does just mean in this sentence? I'd say, I'll have to get back to you on that. I'm not really sure. Sometimes it was very clear and very obvious, and sometimes it wasn't. And then, yeah. So I did some work on it, and I did get back to the client, and that's when I thought, oh, this could be a very good topic for a podcast, become an inverted commas expert on the word just.
Yeah,
very recently. Right. I thought, well, yeah. this is a good topic for an episode for the podcast, I think.
And it is good. It is good because it's one of those words that is like, if you really do think about it as a native speaker, right? Off the top of your head,
you just used it then, and so did I.
Oh, did I? Yeah.
So you're not even conscious.
Conscious. That's right. Yeah. It is difficult. I mean, we use it all the time, but we use it very naturally, just like I said at the beginning, and we don't really think about it at all. So that's why I think it's also quite difficult to explain. So your research has helped us a lot here. And so what we've done is we've actually come up with 6 different meanings of just. And then we've got some bonus expressions with just as well, right?
Yeah.
And some of them are very, very useful, or at least some of the meanings and then the consequent sentences that come from those meanings are very useful in a business context. So we'll definitely try to highlight those as we go along as well.
Yeah, yeah. Useful in all contexts, but definitely there are times that you can use it. It's very useful, a very good thing to use in meetings, in business contexts.
Yeah,
which is what we'll sort of focus on in some of the examples now.
Yeah, yeah. So let's jump into number one, which is where we are trying to say or get across the idea of something that has happened recently. Is that correct, Alistair?
Recently, yes. So it's sometimes you have to look at the example and then go, okay, it wouldn't occur to me necessarily with the example that that is what it means. But then you think about it and go, oh, okay, yes, I suppose that is what it means.
Yeah.
Which is the point, though. It's difficult. No, they're just sort of phrases we come out with automatically. So the first example is just say, you'd often say to you to say, I was just thinking, and then continue. So I was just thinking that maybe we should do this, or maybe we should do that, or perhaps the best strategy to deal with this client would be this. Mm. Now you'd say, well, what's that got to do with recently? Well, when you say, I was just thinking, well, very recently, so 2 seconds ago, that's what you were thinking. So you had an idea in your mind that you haven't said out loud, and then you say it. You say, oh, I was just thinking that perhaps we could do this or do that. So I suppose you're making a suggestion of some, well, it's expressing a thought that you've had about anything.
Yes.
So this is recent because you've just thought it. But so it doesn't immediately come to mind that that's what just means. Really? No.
But no, exactly.
You have to think about it.
Yeah. So when you say, I was just thinking, basically it's very recent past, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it can be something like, oh, he's I don't know, he's just done something. No?
Yeah, when you've just done something. Yeah. I think that's one that listeners will know, because we do, that's quite a common thing they learn.
It is about
saying, I've just done something. You were the present perfect. No, so I've just finished my homework, or I've just arrived home.
Yeah.
So I think that's one that many people will know and maybe use, with the just meaning very recently. No? So in Spanish, it's a very different structure, because it's acabar, you say acabo de llegar. And that translation is, I've just arrived. So in Spanish, they're not using the present perfect. They're using this structure of acabar de. And that sometimes causes problems. But that is the one structure I think many of our listeners will recognize. Go, oh, yes, I know that. I've used that.
Yeah. And also actually quite important in a business context, right? Related to tasks, right? So somebody might ask you, has that been done? And you could say, oh, yeah, John's just done it.
You know?
Or is John, John has just finished doing that, you know, whatever. But it's kind of recently, basically.
Yeah. I've just seen someone say, have you seen John? Oh, yeah, I've just seen him 2 minutes ago. He was, I know, in the kitchen.
Yeah.
But when you say, I was just thinking, we're not using present. So what listeners, I'm sure most, will recognize from their, you know, grammar learning of English is that I have just done something, or I've just seen someone, or I've just finished a task. But this idea of, I was just thinking that maybe we could do this, that's not a use of it that I think they would use or think
that's
to
correct.
Use.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Because here
for
it's not present perfect. So it's not obviously that you're saying recently. I mean, it's not really the most important thing about that sentence. What's important is the thing that you were thinking and what you're going to say.
Yeah.
But we throw in that because you could say, I was thinking. So this is what I said before about when I had this with a client. I looked at the sentence with Justin and thought, does it make sense without it?
Sure.
So very often, but not always, you say, I was thinking that maybe we should do that. That makes perfect sense. So the just you don't really need it. But it's very common that native speakers subconsciously is we just put that word. I was just thinking. It's almost like a standard phrase.
Mm, it is,
And that's why it's difficult to say, if you stop the person and say, why did you say just there? What does it mean? It's well, I don't really know. Because it's sort of an extra element you're throwing in there.
It is.
Which means recently, it's like, you know, I wasn't thinking 3 weeks ago about this. It's just something, it's just occurred to me, I've said it again. It's just occurred to me now that.
That's very interesting. No, it is interesting, absolutely. It's kind of a little bit like a filler word, but a strange filler word, right? Because the filler word has normally no meaning at all, right? No. A little bit like we were talking about a few weeks ago, where we're saying filler words there can be lots of different filler words. I think the filler word was like in that particular context, right?
Which doesn't have any meaning at all.
But it doesn't have any meaning, whereas just does have a meaning, doesn't it, in this case?
Yeah,
it does
that's
add an extra meaning.
Yeah.
It's not a filler word with no meaning. It's a filler word that does add meaning. You know.
Yeah, you're adding something
that
is not absolutely necessary. So often, may not always be, you know, sometimes maybe you do need it or it's very precise use of it. But in this example, I was just thinking that, as I say, you can just take out the just and it means the same. No, but it's very common that we would put just there. Mm. And I suppose you are just giving that extra meaning of recently, no?
Yeah.
I'm saying just. It's very difficult to speak English. Not to
without
use just.
Without using just. We're just realizing this just now.
There we are. So there's two uses which are different in the same sentence. So here.
Well, maybe we should go on to number two.
We need to get on to the next one. Yes, we're. So recently, that's basically what it means in this particular
context.
That's right.
That's right. So, number two is for immediacy or brevity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Brevity as in being brief, isn't it?
Yeah, brief, so short time.
Yeah. Now, this one in particular is very useful in a business context as well, isn't it? Because you can use it to interrupt. But let's hear your sentence first of all, Alistair.
This is not an interrupting one, but it's a very useful use of it. So I'm just going to make a phone call.
Mm.
Now, that could be somebody's trying to speak to you or wants your attention. You say, I'll be with you in a minute. I'm just going to make a phone call or an excuse to leave a meeting. I'm just going to make a phone call. I'll be back in 2 minutes. So this is interesting, isn't it? Because the previous use of just was recently, the recent past.
Yeah.
Very recent past. In this case, it's actually immediately, but in the future. So you're announcing what you're going to do now.
Yes.
Now meaning in the next 2 seconds. No, so I'm just going to make a phone call. I'll be with you in a minute. So you're telling people what you're going to do in the future. But in the future, immediately, like now. So it's strange. With the same word, we've got recently in the past and in a short time in the future.
Yeah.
Strange, really.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's a good one, partly because of this thing that I was mentioning before. Is because when you're in a meeting, it's always very useful as well to actually use it in a way of interrupting. Okay, so you might want to say something like, "If I could just mention quickly something like that,"
or "If I could just say here," or at this point,
or "Can if I could just say, interrupt," like that. You know,
if I can just interrupt for a second,
yeah.
So these are phrases we use where you want to say something now at that point in the meeting, or sometimes interrupting people, perhaps.
Yeah. Now, again, you could remove the just there. There's no problem in terms of removing the just, but it doesn't sound quite as good and it doesn't sound quite as polite. Right?
Yes, that's what it's doing, isn't it? So giving that extra sort of level of politeness.
It is. But the reason it's a little bit more polite is the fact that you are saying, by using the just, you are saying that you're going to be quick, yeah. isn't it? I think that's the idea.
You're sort of apologizing the fact that you're interrupting whatever's going on at that moment or somebody speaking because you feel you've got some important point you need to make and it's relevant at this moment. If you don't say it now, you'll probably forget it or it ceases to be relevant later.
Exactly. Absolutely.
But that's you are sort of saying, but don't worry, you know, I'm only interrupting to say something very short. It's just one quick comment or piece of information. And then you can carry on with what you were talking about. Yeah. So that just has a lot of things in one little word, really, doesn't it? It's sort of immediate, like I'm interrupting now, so it's immediate. Yeah. I'm sort of apologizing for interrupting. And I'm telling people that, don't worry, it's only going to be short. It's going to be brief.
Right. It's going to be brief, yeah.
So all of that information really in that one little just.
Tiny, tiny word, yeah. That's why it's so powerful and it's why we thought that this episode would be really worth doing and getting it really sort of clear in terms of just exactly how many meanings there are, right? Anything else you want to say there for number two, Alistair?
No, I think we can move on to the next one.
Let's move on to the next one. So number three, close to the time, right?
Yeah.
What example do we have for that, Alistair?
Close to the time, or it could be in the same moment. So it's sort of close to the time or maybe exactly at the same time. It sort of could be either. No.
Yeah.
It's interesting. All of these first, recently, immediately, close to the time, they're all to do with time, aren't they?
Yeah.
and being close in time. So either recently, which is close, immediately, well, as close as you can get, immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
And this one, to give an example of what we mean by close to the time, or in the same moment, would be he arrived just as she was leaving. Okay. So in that same moment, or at least very close in time, one person is arriving home. So, I mean, maybe your wife arrives home, and just at that moment, you're leaving, and you cross each other.
Yeah.
So there's an very close in time, or exactly at the same time.
Yeah.
Either of those two.
Yeah, absolutely. It could be exactly, right? Yeah. Just as he was, She arrived just as he was leaving. Yeah. Mm. It's kind of like in the same moment, isn't it?
Yeah. Or in business sense, he said, just as we are about to sign the deal, the client changed his mind
and
said,
out.
No, I'm not signing. So, in that moment. No?
Yeah.
So there's two things happening. Of the set, sort of more or less closing time.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. That's a good one as well. Yeah, good. Nice. Number four is only.
Mm. Yeah, this may be one that people do know. Perhaps it's one of the more recognizable meanings of...
Yeah.
Or one of the first ones that would occur to me if somebody said, what does just mean? I was like, maybe this is the first one I would think of.
Yeah. Give us an example sentence for that one.
I'll just be a minute.
Okay.
So I'll just be a minute. So you can just substitute, I'll only be a minute. No? Don't worry, it won't take long, just a second. So only a second. So here you can actually simply substitute just with only. That's probably why it's the easiest one to think of, because it's more obvious what it means. No?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good example. Yeah, that's fine as well. Yeah. That's good. That's
or you say, I don't need much money to live on with just, 50 euros a week. I can exist. So I only need 50 euros a week.
Yeah.
I just need 50 euros. What do you need to work to do your job? Well, I just need a computer. So I only need a computer. I don't need anything else. So many uses of just with the meaning of only.
Mm. Yeah. Again, it's kind of interesting you saying these things, and I kind of like instinctively obviously understand what you're saying, but it's when it becomes really quite complex when somebody asks you that question, right? It's like, okay, Alistair, what does just mean? And then it's like, it is very difficult to...
Yeah, you have to think of examples and then analyze the example and say, so what am I saying there exactly?
Sure.
And sometimes, it's easy with the only. So if somebody says yes, it's this job just needs two people. We don't need more. So it's obviously is only. That's an easy one to see the meaning. But some of these other ones, though, like I was just thinking, I'd be like, oh, why am I saying just in that? And I don't even need the word, and the sentence still makes sense.
Sure.
So you could say, I'll be a minute. You say, I'll just be a minute. So you're emphasizing that it's not very long, it's only a minute. Don't worry.
Yeah.
So there is a reason to put that.
Yeah. And we do have two more, right, just to finish off. Mm-hmm. Well, not completely to finish off, because we've still got a bonus as well. But number five was just as in terms of exactly, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's a very good use and very useful for business work situations.
Give us an
example. So, for example, the example we thought of was maybe you've interviewed, you know, a few candidates for a job, and one of them say, "She's just the person for the job," or "She's just the person we need."
Yeah.
So when you find exactly the right person, the one you want, because they have whatever the right qualifications, experience, etc., that is exactly the person you want. So you say, "She's just the person for the job." It's quite a sort of fixed expression we use.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And you can say about pricing as well, right? For example, you could say it's just the right price. I was looking for a car and it's just the right price. Yeah. This I found one, it's just the right price.
Exactly. You know? Well, it's just what I need. Now that is just what I need. So that's exactly the thing that I need in this moment. And obviously many uses you could use in business. So not only the fact that you're choosing a candidate for a job and an interview, but obviously with your work colleagues. You know, you sometimes, if you're a boss or a manager particularly, you're choosing people to do certain tasks, no? Or certain things. You might say, this person is just the right person. So who am I going to give this job to or this task? Pedro, he's just the right guy because I know him and he's good at this. He's just the right guy to do this negotiation with this client because I know he's very good at negotiating.
Yeah.
So it could be, you know, within the workplace, not just selecting sort of new people for jobs.
Absolutely. Good. Okay. And the last meaning is very interesting as well, because it means fair, doesn't it? Now, this is it's not used so much. It's a slightly, I would say, higher level vocabulary, because you wouldn't you probably used fair in other, like something is fair or unfair, like kids say, oh, this is not fair, whatever, right? But the same way that you can use fair in that context, you can also use just, right, as meaning fair.
Yeah, and in here is like Spanish, no, with justo, no? Justicia, justice.
Yeah.
So just comes from the concept of justice, justicia. So I think it's quite a formal word, isn't it? So I think in most day-to-day conversations in speaking more naturally or more informally, you just say, oh yeah, it's fair, that's a fair choice, or yeah, that's fair, or it's we very often use it in the negative, no, it's unfair. You know, many things, life's unfair, as many people say. So it's not fair, and your mother say life's not fair, no. Just get on with it. So you know, just means the same. You say something is just or something is unjust. Maybe we're talking about legal things, no, like unjust.
Yeah,
someone's been put in prison, found guilty, you know, unjustly. It's unjust decision.
It's more legally connected, I think, in that way. That's more formal, more legal. Just, it's interesting, of course, in Spanish and English, we change the prefix, right? Because in Spanish you say justo or injusto, right? Whereas in English we say just or unjust.
It's not unjust. Right? I've heard that.
That's not unjust.
Before.
Yeah.
Unjust.
I had to think about that twice. Because
sometimes get confused with those ins and uns with the negative prefixes.
Yeah, that's right.
Wait
that's
a minute.
Right.
Is it this one or that one?
I'm is it unjust or unjust?
that's the Spanish.
Spanish influence. There you go. Yeah. So, but in English we say unjust. That's right.
Yeah. Just and unjust. Something is just is fair. So, in normal sort of everyday life, we would tend to use fair, unfair. But some context, maybe a bit more formal, especially legal type things, or you might say, you know, the certain expressions like una causa justa, a just cause. It's quite a common expression people use. No, this is a just cause. So that's like a little fixed expression.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
he's a just man, so like a fair man who treats people justly or fairly.
Really interesting. Good. Fantastic. So there you go. There are six different meanings of just. Now, there could be potentially more than that. Probably there are.
But we just kind of... They're the ones I've come up with.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've done a great job, Alistair. That's fantastic. And we did want to give a little bit of a bonus. And we'll go over these very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. Three little expressions with just, right?
Which are connected back to those meanings. So you can actually look at the expression and go, the just here is that meaning.
But okay, let's
do that.
But they
are sort of fixed expressions, no? So
the first one we have is,
just in time. Oof, I caught the train just in time. Mm. So if you arrive to the train station with, a minute to spare before the train leaves, you catch it just in time. Mm. So I suppose there it's going back to the...
close to the time, no?
Yeah, close to the time. Yeah, close to the time or at the same time.
Yeah.
Just in time. Or someone arrives just in time for the meeting. I arrive just in time for the meeting in the last second.
Absolutely, yeah.
So that's a very nice common expression we use.
The second one is a bit, little bit...
This is a bit unusual,
isn't it? Because it's not... I don't think our listeners will know this one, to be honest.
No, I very much doubt if they do.
I mean, very high level if they know this one. Just the ticket. That is really weird expression, but anyway.
Because nothing partly to do with a ticket.
Yeah, and partly because Spanish speakers get confused about ticket anyway.
There's a double. So first of all, it's not a ticket even in English, and a ticket is like entrada, ticket, cinema ticket, theatre ticket, concert ticket. But obviously in Spain, at least, I don't know about Spanish in Latin America, un ticket, so they use the English word in Spanish, and it means we'd say a receipt. So when you buy something in a shop, they give you a receipt, not a ticket in English. Mm. But here in Spain, they say un ticket.
Yeah.
Which is a misuse. Well, it's become a Spanish word, basically, and it means
absolutely,
what it means.
But it
has a different meaning in English. But here, there is no ticket of any kind. So what does it mean, Danny, if I say, oh, that's just the ticket? What am I saying?
It's kind of basic. It's basically saying that it's just the right thing, isn't it?
It's exactly, it goes to the exact, that's exactly the right thing that I need.
It's just the ticket.
Or want. It's just the ticket.
Yeah. Yeah.
It could even be like a drink, like you offer me a cup of tea and I go,
I was thinking about that as well. Yeah.
Well, a cold drink on a hot day or a beer. Yeah. And I say, that's just the ticket. So that's just the thing I need in this moment, a cup of tea because it's cold to warm me up, or a nice cold beer on a hot day. That's just the ticket. So, it's not a ticket, but it's just the right thing I need in this particular moment.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's something that you wanted, but it kind of almost came to you quite easily or in some way like that. It's just exactly what you wanted in that particular moment.
Nice ice cream. So, maybe I was thinking, I could really do with a cold beer. And then I go to you offer me a cold beer and I go, that's just the ticket. So it's like, that's exactly the thing that I wanted, that I was thinking of. Thank you very much.
That's right. That's right. I don't know. Yeah, most people would not know that one. But it's really, it's useful to know because at least for your passive vocabulary, right? When somebody
probably
says
you wouldn't
that.
Use it, but somebody might use it to you.
Exactly. So, and you're kind of thinking to yourself,
¿es
what
solo
is
la,
that?
El ticket o la entrada? Or qué? What is this? What ticket?
Exactly.
What are they talking about?
That can be super confusing. Okay, yeah.
And the next one can be quite confusing too, I think.
Mm. Okay, let's go for that. Just what the doctor ordered.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. Mm.
So I don't know what the doctor ordered would be a prescription, wouldn't it? Giving you medicine for your condition.
Yeah.
But this is, it's not a doctor and it's not medical. You just get just what the doctor ordered.
Yeah.
So again, it's exactly what is required. Well, it's very similar, I suppose, to just the ticket. Not exactly the same, but exactly what is needed in a particular situation. No? Just if you were ill, the doctor, you trust the doctor usually, and you expect them to give you the correct medicine or prescription to make you better. So, it's just what the doctor ordered. So it's just the right thing that we need. So it's pretty similar to the
ticket. It is
just
similar,
ticket.
Isn't it? Just the ticket and just what the doctor ordered. Yeah, it's very similar.
In fact, you could. Yeah, I suppose they are, because I was just thinking the example of the cold beer.
Yeah.
You could say instead of, that's just the ticket, if you offer me a cold beer and that's the thing I really want, I could say, just what the doctor ordered, a nice beer.
Yeah. And even though it's not particularly healthy, so it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know,
it's not what a doctor would order.
Yeah.
But it's a thing that I need at this moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So exactly, it doesn't have to be anything healthy. It could be something very unhealthy, you know. So
Just what the doctor
ordered. So yeah, I suppose they are pretty similar, those two. They are. And they both mean sort of exactly, no, that's exactly what, just exactly what I need now. A nice cold beer. Or a nice hot cup of tea or whatever it may be.
Yep. Yeah, good. So there you go. Six different meanings of just, plus three different bonus expressions with just was hopefully very, very helpful for our listeners. I'll go through them very quickly, just in a sort of very superficial
just,
way.
You see, you use just there without realizing it.
Yeah. It just comes like that, you know?
Just,
what can you
it
do?
It just comes to you without thinking.
So the first one was just as in recently, okay? Recently, something that you've just thought about, right? Mm-hmm. So I was just thinking. So it's recent past. Then number two was just as in thinking about, sort of immediately, briefly, very useful for business context, has some connection with the future as well. So it really, as we talked about, it's kind of time related to time zones here a little bit, isn't it? It's about first in the past or recent past, then in the sort of just immediate future. Then we have got almost exactly at the moment that something happens and something else happens. So close to the particular time. That was the third definition, which is also related to time, which are very interesting. Number four was an alternative for only, which we felt that most listeners would probably know very well. Number five was exactly, as in this is just the person, this is just the type of car that I need, this is whatever it, you know, is this just the price that I was looking for, all related to exactly. And the final one, which is a bit more legal, was kind of like the idea of fairness, whether something is fair. You can also say that there is just or unjust. And then we had those three bonus expressions, just in time, just the ticket, and just what the doctor ordered. So it just remains for me to say thank you very much, Alistair.
Yes, and it just remains for me to say, yeah, thank you very much, and it was a pleasure. And yes.
Good. All right. Well, thank you very much, and I'll see you next time. All right?
Yep. Yeah. Cheers.
All right. Speak soon. See you then. Bye. Bye-bye.